This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The Denver Nuggets are in their first ever NBA Finals tonight at Ball Arena. It's game one of a best-of-seven series against the Miami Heat. Even though Denver is favored to win, Nuggets forward Aaron Gordon says they're not taking Miami lightly.
We got the utmost respect for them. They fight and they scrap and they have no quit in them. You know, this is a very talented basketball team. All those guys over there got game, so we respect it.
Tip-off tonight is at 6:30. Game two in Denver is Sunday. Colorado Springs Mayor-elect Yemi Mobolade says in his first 100 days he wants to focus on recruiting and retaining police officers. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Mobolade says as part of that, he wants to work with city council to refer a ballot measure to voters asking to use Tabor funds for a new police training academy. Other priorities include continued efforts to keep Space Command in Colorado Springs and addressing homelessness. Mobolade says he's committed to regular engagement with residents and will hold a bi-weekly community briefing. His office will also work to provide information in Spanish. Mobolade, an independent and political newcomer, will be sworn in on Tuesday. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
In Congress, Representative Ken Buck was the single no vote in Colorado's delegation on Thursday's debt ceiling vote. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert missed the vote after saying she would vote no. Their fellow Republican Doug Lamborn and all of Colorado Democrats voted to pass the compromise to raise the debt ceiling. The director of the Bureau of Land Management was in Colorado last week to visit two sites in the state. Tracy Stone Manning did not visit Grand Junction, the Bureau's western hub. She says efforts to snap up on the western slope are moving ahead.
When the previous administration moved the headquarters west, they scattered it all over the west. And we're bringing a portion of our headquarters anchored in Grand Junction. And I'm happy to tell you that that work is happening apace.
That includes locating the head of the National Conservation Lands and Recreation Program in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.